سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. يا عليم، يا نور، يا هادي، يا حكيم، يا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. One family last week asked me a question. We need to know what you're going to talk about. And they said our kids did not listen and they did not gain any knowledge. And by the will of Allah, I will share to you or with you one scholar. His name Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, rahmatullahi alayh. He died in mid 500 and something Hijri, meaning almost now close to 1,000 years ago. He summarized the knowledge in less than one page. And before we talk about knowledge, the early scholars, they said something very beautiful. They said, what is the knowledge? And what the knowledge is the most benefit to us? Always as a human being, we seek the knowledge can benefit to us most. The more this knowledge is benefit to us, the more this knowledge will be high. Meaning important, value, precious. And the more this knowledge can benefit to us, we will be running to gain this knowledge. We'll be seeker of this knowledge. Why? Because as a natural way, human beings always want be successful. He want benefit. And now, the question is, what the knowledge the most benefit to us and we want it and more precious to us? It is the knowledge of science, is the knowledge of medicine, is in the knowledge of orbits, is the knowledge of cooking, is the knowledge of marriage. What is it? What is the knowledge the most benefit to us and the most high? They said, very simple. Look to what the knowledge all about. Now, we have two topics. A knowledge belong to a creation and a knowledge belong to the creator. Think. Which knowledge will be more benefit to us and more precious and value? The knowledge of the creation or the knowledge of the creator? And please, I find a lot of people get so offended of what I say. It's almost like I'm denying certain knowledge. I did not say that. I said, which one is more high? Which one is more precious? Which one is more value? Which one can benefit you? Which one can make you gain success in this life and hereafter? Which one? And definite, you have to come to a conclusion. What knowledge can benefit us if we do not gain the knowledge of Allah? Imagine if I gain all the knowledge in this life, but I have no knowledge of Allah. It's useless. And this is why you find the early scholar in Islam, even the scholar in science and medicine and everything else, with you was first, they have the knowledge of Allah. By this way, they use their knowledge toward Allah. And this why all of us has been in a trial in this life. What we want. The more you aiming for what? Because a lot of people today, they do not even know what they're aiming for. Whatever you aiming for, you will seek and you will really try hard and struggle and make effort to reach what you aiming for. And this why, if you discover is the knowledge of the Creator, the owner of you and universe, is more important than any knowledge, wonder what happened. You will try to make every effort. You will spend everything in your life to try to gain this precious knowledge. Because it becomes now the most precious knowledge in your life is the knowledge of your Creator. Why? Because this will lead you to the happiness in this life and the hereafter, the success in this life and the hereafter, the contentment in this life and the hereafter. Everything in this hand. Now let's see this scholar what he said. He said, if your desire of seeking knowledge will be the ultimate knowledge is the knowledge of Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be our ultimate knowledge. And from this knowledge will be the ultimate knowledge, the one you can gain understanding about Allah and make you closer to Allah and His Rasul. And to know how to be elevated. And he said, you have another knowledge. The another knowledge is, you're running after masail. You're running after fiqh. You're running after a different topic. And you try to gain a lot of knowledge about it. And you try to dispute about different topic and different scholar. All this knowledge, it will make you busy and will make your heart empty, and you will not go toward what you're aiming for, which is Allah. Is this meaning I do not gain this knowledge? No. You gain only according to your need. And that's it. And today, I can tell you, if we're busy about that, we will never argue with each other. And we will leave any topic, develop, argue, and leave it. And you have another group of people, all they want to know the difference between different groups and different understanding, different scholar. And this is a disgrace group. Because you're only gaining one thing. Argue. It will not benefit the heart. It will not make them connected to Allah. It will not be benefit to Muslim. And will generate more problem. And you have plenty of them today. May Allah save us and save them. And most of these people, very rare, they will gain from their own knowledge. Meaning they will have the knowledge, but they will not gain from it. It will not benefit them. Because all this knowledge, either it will benefit you or it will harm you. The first one you want with this knowledge, you want Allah. And all your effort and struggle to lead you to how to please Allah. And this is the ultimate knowledge. And the second, you want from Allah and the heart is empty. You want gain. How? You can do certain things in the right way, but you do not want to please Allah with it. By this way, you're busy with the do and don't, and you forget the main intention and why you're doing it for, and purifying your heart. And after that, you get the scholar of the disgrace. He said, who's the scholar of disgrace? He said, the scholar of disgrace is the one. They sit in the door of Jannah. They sit in the door of paradise, inviting people to Jannah with their word. And they lead people away from Jannah by their action. Either they enter or they help others to enter. They said to people, come with us with their tongue and their loving word and their loving action is against of what they say. And this is the most disgraceful owner of knowledge. And if they were talking about the truth, they will be the first one to implement what they say. By this way, they acting as a leader to lead to goodness, and in the reality, they are a thief cutting the road. And after that, he said something very beautiful about now the intention and the himmah. Himmah is the desire and zeal. He said, if you really want Allah, and only you want Allah, and all your aim for is Allah, and you know success and happiness, it will follow after you reach Allah, because He will give it to you. Meaning, you will only aim only for Allah, to please Allah. And what He will give it to you is a fadl, is an extra. He will give it to you. And all the fadl is a follower of Allah. All the goodness is a follower of Allah. All the happiness is a follower of Allah. But what he said something beautiful. He said, but a lot of people, they go after the fadl, not Allah. By this way, they want gain, the happiness. They want gain, success. They want, and they forget the owner of the one who will give them all that and supply it to them. And wonder what happened. Actually, shaitan will play a game. They will be a loser. Because as soon or later, the connection between them and Allah, it will be cut. And they forget, is if they cut the relationship between them and Allah, all success and happiness and all this fad has been cut. Because it's already automatically a gift from Allah to whom coming closer to Him. By this way, if you really a seeker of Allah, you will get Allah. And you will get with Allah all the fadl. And all the gift and everything with it. And this will make you happy in this life and the hereafter. Even if you have nothing. Because you get Allah. But if you be busy and you're reaching Allah just to gain something, as soon or later He will give it to you for some time and He will cut. because you do not want Allah. And now you lost everything. And this is why he said, if you know Allah and you believe in Allah, you will even forget what you want and your desire. Because you know it's coming automatically with Allah. And if you do not do that, he will deny you all this fadl and he give you a torture. Do you know what the torture? He will cut the line between you and him. And now you lost Allah and you lost all the fadl of Allah. And now all what we say, Ya Sahib al-Fadl, Ya Allah, تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم وارزقنا النية الخالصة لك ولوجهك الكريم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. O Allah, give us sincerity and give us you, Ya Allah, and be kind and generous to us, Ya Allah, and let us want you only, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, now, if this is a basic now, wonder what happened. If you know who you are and what you need, you will be busy only of correcting your own mistakes. You will not be busy with other mistakes. And you will not worry about other mistakes of people because you're busy of your own self. In meantime, if you know Allah, you will be busy reaching Allah, gaining the knowledge of Allah more than anything else in this life. And the best action you do is the one is hidden from people because it's the most sincere one. And in meantime, you do not look on yourself as you are doing something, but you believe only Allah is the door and He was kind and generous to you and give it to you. In this time we ask, why people enter hellfire? Why? Because all of us somehow or another we believe we have some iman. But why people will enter hellfire? He said, the doors of hellfire is three. The door of reaching hellfire is three. Number one is something unknown, you're not certain about, but you go. Until it lead you to have uncertain in your own belief. Second, a desire will overwhelming you until you become a slave to your desire instead of a slave to Allah. And this is the majority of us failing at this two categories. And the third, anger. Anger, you cannot control it. It generates argue. It generates hate between you and people and generate hate between you and Allah. By this way, what is it? Uncertain action, desire, and anger. It will lead you to a lot of bad, and a lot of things can lead you to hellfire. And somebody asked this scholar, what is the roots of sins? He said the roots of sins is three. Number one, arrogant, al-kibr. And this is the one make Iblis deny and disobey Allah. And the second one, Al-Hirs. Al-Hirs meaning the greed and one accumulate. And this, the one it lead Adam to be out of Jannah, paradise. Because he was wanted to stay for infinity. This is what Shaitan play game with him. And this is what Shaitan make it to us today. Almost like we never be going to die. And the third, Al-Hasad, envy. And this is the one allow one of the son of Adam to kill his own brother. Envy. The core of a lot of things. And today I see, I won't give advice inshallah to most of Muslim women and Muslim family. One of the sunnah, if you have many children, do not talk positive and negative in front of each other and deal with them different. Because this generates envy between each other and jealousy. And you will be the core of that. But treat them nicely. And if you want, let them know who they are in segregation, alone. Not in the front of each other. And if you're going to do so, be just. Be just. Justice is very important. And do not say you are better than those. No. You make mistake and you do not make mistake. Because mistake and not mistake is coming as a destiny for a trial for all of us. And whoever work in this three issue, he will save himself from a lot of problem. Arrogant, greed, and envy. Now, why we will make an effort? Let's go back to the beginning. We make an effort only if we know whom we're dealing with. Whom we're dealing with? The Creator. Who is the Creator? Who is the Creator? We know the Creator is Allah. Who's Allah? Let's go try to discover who's Allah. And the best one to tell you who's Allah is Allah. You see? And believe it or not, if you study Quran Mecca, we said it before, 2/3 of the Quran in Mecca talk about one only. Who's Allah? And we're going to take some glimpse of the quality of Allah and who's Allah by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we understand who's Allah and this reality of Allah coming in our heart, the whole our life and soul and habit and culture, everything will be changed. But this is what it needs. It needs constant talking about Allah, constant knowing Allah, constant learning about Allah, constant doing dhikr about Allah. The more we know, the more we get closer to Allah. Who's Allah? And before we go to the quality of Allah, let's see what Allah talk about Himself. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلقني فهو يهدين والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم
واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم، واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين، ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله العظيم. This surah al-Shu'ara, chapter Shu'ara, from verse 78 to 89.
And after that, if you follow all this surah, you will find most of the verses go, أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Do you have another creator with Allah?
What Allah said, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهْوَ يَهْدِينَ.
The one who created me and he give me guidance. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And the one who feed me and give me drink.
وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهْوَ يَشْفِينَ.
And if I be sick, he will give me cure.
وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ.
And he's the one, he make me dead. And after that, he will bring me after dead. Actually, this verse has a lot of interpretation, very beautiful. He said in here, he said, وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ.
The one who make me die, and after that, he make me life.
He didn't say the one who give me life, and he will give me death. Why?
He said, because all mankind is dead unless they get guidance.
Once they get the guidance, they are living.
Because with this guidance, they are living in this life. They living in a grave, they live in a hereafter.
And without this guidance, you are dead.
وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعَ أَنْ يَغْفَرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ.
And the one, I hope he will forgive me in the day of judgment.
And after that dua, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ.
O Allah, give me from your wisdom and make me among the righteous and pious people.
وَجْعَلَ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ.
And make me among the truthful one in the day of judgment.
Because don't forget, if you live in this life with a lie, your tongue in the day of judgment is a lie.
Imagine in the day of judgment, your tongue will be a liar.
What more disgrace than that?
وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ.
And make me among those who inherit Jannah, Ya Allah.
Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
وَغْفِرْ لِي أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِينَ.
And forgive my father, he was astray.
Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ.
And don't disgrace me in a day of judgment.
يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
In the day, no children and no money will benefit us except those who coming to Allah with a pure heart.
You know how many scholars die crying from this verse only?
From this verse only.
Insha'Allah,
Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever said La ilaha illallah, truthful, all the door of heavens and sky will be open until it lead him to Jannah.
But what is it? What the truthful of La ilaha illallah?
Is a hadith Qudsi has been reported. I will read it by Arabic and after that I will give it to you inshallah in the translation.
من العزيز الحميد إلى من أبقى من العبيد سلام عليكم هذه رسالتي إليكم بما اختصصتكم به من نور العلم وذكاء الفهم فأول ذلك إني أخرجتكم من العدم إلى الجود واخترت لكم الجود
وأنشأت لكم الأسماع فسمعتم والأبصار فأبصرتم والألسنة فنطقتم والقلوب فعلمتم والعقول ففهمتم وأشهدتكم على أنفسكم بالوحدانية فشهدتم وعند الإقبال أدبرتم وبعد الإكرار أنكرتم ونقضتم عهودنا فلا يوحشنكم ذلك منا فإن عدتم عدنا وزدنا في الكرم وجدنا فإن عثر أقلنا ومن تاب قبلنا ومن نسى ذكرنا ومن عمل قليلا شكرنا نعطي ونمنح ونجود ونسمح ونعفو ونصفح كرمنا مبذول وسترنا مسبول عبدي انظر إلى السماء وارتفاعها والشمس وشعاعها والأرض وأقطارها والبحار وأمواجها والفصول وأزمانها والأوقات وإتيانها وما هو ظاهر وكامن ومتحرك وساكن ومستيقظ وراكد وراكع وساجد وما غاب وما حضر وما خفي وما ظهر الكل يشهد بجلالي ويقر بكمالي ويعلن عن ذكري ولا يغفل عن شكري عبدي أذكرك وتنساني وأسترك ولا ترعاني لو أمرت الأرض لابتلعتك من حينها أو البحار لأغرقتك في معينها ولكن أحميك بقدرتي وأمدك بقوتي وأؤجلك إلى أجل أجلته ووقت وقدته فوعزتي وجلالي لا بد لك من الورود علي والوقوف بين يدي أعدد عليك أعمالك وأذكرك أفعالك حتى إذا أيقنت بالبوار وقلت لا محالة إنك من أهل النار وآليتك غفراني ومنحتك رضواني وغفرت لك الأوزار وقلت لك لا تحزن فمن أجلك سميت نفسي الغفار. يا الله الله سبحانه وتعالى he said from the glory the most praised one to those who run away from my slave this is my message to you of what I choose you of by the light of knowledge and the understanding and wisdom because the first I create you and I bring you from nothing to existing and after that I choose for you the goodness and I create to you the hearing by this way you can able to hear and vision to see and tongues to talk and hearts to know and mind to understand and I let you bear witness over yourself who is your Lord and you bear witness and when I call you you run away and after you believe you deny and you lie over what the commitment you have between me and you and even then don't be scared if you come back we'll accept you and we will increase our goodness to you and if you fall down I will give you tawbah and I will give you repent and I will accept you and if you forget I will remind you and if you do little I will thank you I good I give and I increase and I forgive my generosity is over and I hide your mistakes my slave look at the sky how high it is and look to the sun and the light of it and look to the earth how big is it look at the seas and the waves and the seasons come and go, and the time, and the changing, and look to everything seen and unseen, known and unknown, quiet and moving, sleeping and awake, bowing or prostrating, and everything you see and you do not see. And everything, remember me or do not remember me, everything is bear witness of my praise. Everything bear witness of my glory. And remember me all the time, my slave. I remember you and you forget me. And I hide your sins and you do not come to me. O my slave, if I command the earth to swallow you or the seas to drowning you, it will do it in no time. But I save you with my will and I help you by my strength and I make you wait to a time I already wrote it. With my glory and my praise and my existence, you will coming and be standing in the front of me. And you will be standing in the front of me and I will calculate all your bad deed. And I will remind you with everything you said and everything you did. And at this time, you will believe is no way out. And you are disgraced. And you will finished. And your way to hellfire. At this time, I will give you my forgiveness. And I will give you my pleasure. And I will forgive all your sins. And I will tell you, don't be sad. Because for you, I call myself Al-Ghaffar, the most forgiving. This from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ is a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون. I'm going to translate it to the most of my ability. Say, who's Allah? Look to the earth and the sky. Who bring water from the earth, from the sky to you? And bringing all this goodness in earth, is anyone else except Allah? And after that, they still deny. And after that, he make the rivers. And he put the mountain. And he bring the seas and river, a barrier. All that, is any another one with Allah? Bal, say, Bal aktharhum la ya'lamun. But the majorities you do not know. After that, he said, very beautiful. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفَ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Say, who will answer your dua and prayer? Who will take care about your affair? Who will save you from all the mischief? No one can do it except Allah. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Very little those who remember. أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيَكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Who will guide you in the darkness of the sea and darkness of the desert? And who send you the waves to be easy on you? Who will send you the wind to easy to breathe from it? All this is mercy from Allah. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is any another Lord with Allah? تعالى الله عما يشركون. All the high and glory to Allah of what you have committed partner with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he keep going. All this you will find it in Surah An-Naml, the end. The whole chapter is question and answer, question and answer. Similar to Ra'd and many another surah in the middle of Quran. All of them question and answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to one of the messenger, he said, don't look to the small gift, but look to the whom giving you the gift. And do not look to the small sins, but look to whom you given it to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another hadith Qudsi, he said, إني والجن والإنس في نبأ عظيم أخلق ويعبد غيري وأرزق ويشكر سواي خيري إلى العباد نازل وشرهم إلي صاعد أتقرب إليهم بنعمي وأنا الغني عنهم ويتبغضون إلي بالمعاصي وهم أفقر شيء إلي من أقبل تلقيناه من بعيد ومن أعرض عنا ناديناه من قريب فإني أحب التوابين وأحب المتطهرين أهل ذكري أهل مجالستي وأهل طاعتي أهل مغفرتي وأهل معصيتي لا أقنتهم من رحمتي فإن تابوا إلي فأنا حبيبهم وإن أعرضوا وأبوا فأنا طبيبهم أبتليهم بالمصائب لأطهرهم من المعائب الحسنة عندي بعشر أمثالها والسيئة عندي بواحدة ومن استغفرها غفرته له وأنا أرحم بعبادي من الوالدة على ولدها. يا الله, he said me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and jinn and mankind in a big news, a great news. I create and people worship other than me. And I provide and they thank somebody else. My goodness to my slave coming down. And there deny and their obedience, disobedience is coming up. I get closer to them with my na'am, with my gift. And I am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is most rich of what they have. And they running away from me with their sins. And they are the most poorest to me. Whoever come, we will accept from distance. And if they run away, we will call them from shortness. I love the repentant one and the one who cleaned himself. My companion is the one who remember me. They are my companion. And the one obey me, they are my slave, I will grant them my forgiveness. And my slave who disobey me, and I will not deny them from my mercy. If they repent, I accept, and I am their lover. And if they get away,
I am their doctor. I will give them calamity after calamity to cleanse them from their own mistake. One good deed, I multiply it by 10. And one sins, I only write it one. Or maybe I forgive it. And I am the most merciful to my slaves more than the mother over her child. This is a couple of hadith about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talk about himself in Quran very beautifully. And by the way, before we start, I want to remind you by something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it. He's nothing similar to him. But in Quran, you will find verses like Allah is near, Allah he see, Allah he has hand. Why Allah said that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the scholar, he give us example, something we can comprehend. This is why he said to the Arabic people when he revealed Quran, look at the sky and look at the camel. Why he said look at the sky and the camel? Because the Arabic people at this time only know the two things. The sky and the camel. You do not have too much in the desert. By this way, he gives him a living example to comprehend. Similar to us as a mankind, he gives us similar ways to comprehend about the quality of Allah. And we're going to go through it, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Glory to Allah and praise to Allah, the Lord with the honor and power from the way you can describe. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض ثم يعرج إليه في يوم كان مقدره ألف سنة مما تعدون. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض. He take care about the affair of every creation from the sky to the earth in a day equivalent 1,000 years of our time. We'll go through that. Because time is something Allah create. For Allah is no time. Time is only for us. This is why even people who go to the orbit, they find out there's no time. They have to generate time. By this way, all the time is something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us comprehend. But Allah is the owner of time. But he just gives us a glimpse. And he said, هو الذي يبدئ الخلق ثم يعيده. He's the one he create and he will bring it back. وهو أهون عليه. And very simple. وله المثل الأعلى. Because some people, like the early Jewish people, what they believe is Allah, after he create the earth, he was tired. استغفر الله العظيم. يا الله forgive me. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. He do not sleep. He do not get fatigued. He will not get tired. He's all higher than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون. Everything is will be finished, destroyed, except Allah and the most beautiful face of Allah. What we gain from that?
You see, the main thing, why were we talking about who's Allah? Because the more we know who's Allah, we know who we're dealing with. What is His messages? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكُ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلِّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Oh Allah, You are the owner of all the kingdom and kings. You give kingdom to whom You want and snatch it and take it away from whom You want. You elevate whom You want. You disgrace whom You want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In Your hand, in Your ability is all the goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. You are the owner and have the ability of everything. Verse 26 Al-Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And after that, He was exist in the arsh. Word istiwa by Arabic, one man came to Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, and he said, how Allah istawa? How Allah, in some translation, like sit in the throne, because it's not. Istawa in Arabic exist, being. How? Imam Malik answered. He said, Al-Istwa'u Ma'loom. Istwa' is exist, known. Wal-Kayfa Majhool. And how is unknown. Was-Su'alu Anhu Bid'a. And to ask about it is innovation. Wal-Imanu Bihi Wajib. And to believe in it is a wajib, is a must. This is a reality. Allah can, He was. يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيد. He do whatever He want. He exists the way He want. And He give us the amount of knowledge the way He want. To the amount of our capability and our understanding. يغشى الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره. He tells the night, coming slowly. And النهار, the daytime, let it go. A cycle of night and day. People make books after books and after books about the cycle of night and day. How it is sequenced so perfect. And in the end, and stars orbit and everything is a slave by His command. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقَ وَالْأَمْرِ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He is the owner of creation. He is the owner of everything. Praise be to Allah, the owner. What we gain from that? If Allah tell you, I'm the owner of you, the way I create you, I'm the owner of everything happening. What left for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the things He said, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light. What it mean? Let's see what Allah said and what it mean inshaAllah.
Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishka. فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
صدق الله العظيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. He's the light of the earth and the sky. The example of his nur, the example of his light, like a kemishkeh, like a chandelier, what do you call it? You know the people who go to the boats and go to the sea? They have this small candle. It's not, what do you call it? It's not a candle. Lantern. A lantern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this lantern, inside it, is a candle. In a glass container, the glass is so clear. And this candle, the filament of this candle, lit from a pure oil. Not eastern, not western. And this element or filament, the one is lit or the one is firing, is light over light. Because this filament, because the glass is pure, the pure olive, oil, everything is pure. By this way, the light is so overwhelming, light over light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide whom he want to his light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives the example to people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with everything, he all-knowing. What is the light of Allah? The scholar said about this verse, many books. We can give a glimpse. He said, the light of Allah is the guidance. He give it to the heart of the people. The light of Allah is the Quran. The light of Allah is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Light over light over light. He give it to whom he want. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he want really give you a light, he give you the light of la ilaha illallah. And if he give you one more light, he give you the light of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he won't give you more light, he give you the light of understanding the depth of Quran and get closer to Allah. Light over light over light, and Allah guide whom he want. Light, because Allah is light. And if we give us light, we make us closer to him, the light. And the angel from light. And the wisdom is light of his light. And opening the heart is light from his light. And the tawfiq is light from his light. And the guidance light of his light. And this why. He said, is the example of the one we give him light is like the one who walking in darkness? This is not the same. It's not the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's Samia. He hear. He's Basir. He see. He said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعْبَادِي أَخَابِيرًا بَصِيرًا. He's all-knowing. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. He know everything. You see, people today, when I talk like that, you can go and say, what he's talking about? We know it. If we know it, is this our will be situation? If we know. If Rasulullah SAW said, no ant, a black ant, walking in a smooth rock, in a dark night, Allah know where she is
and Allah see this black ant in a smooth rock in a darkness night. What this tell us? And another hadith, Allah he hear the dabib, the walking of the ant in a smooth surface. Now imagine an ant walking, and Allah he hear the steps of the ant over the smooth rock. What this meaning? If I really inculcate this quality, how I talk to other? How I argue with other? How I be angry? Because I know Allah is seeing. Allah is knowing. What happening to us? We lost the quality of Allah. We do not have it in the heart. Because if I have it in the heart, 99% of our action I will never do. I will never even think about it. If I have the quality of Allah in my heart, do you think I will be engaging what I'm engaging with? No way. If I know it's two angels writing all the time, and in the day of judgment, I will be standing in the front of Allah. Whoo. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about the people of Yasin, when they killed this man, what he said? He sent an angel making a sound. It killed everybody. If this angel, he make a sound, it killed a whole village. And the angel is a creation of Allah. How powerful Allah. And Allah said, "Is kanat illa sayhatan wahida." It's only one scream. By one angel, it killed a whole village. Why Allah said that? Why Allah gave this example? He never sent an army for people of Yasin of an angel. Of Noah, rain. Every group of people, he sent something. Namrud in Ibrahim, a mosquito. Destroyed whole army. Look what Allah, the people who tried to destroy the Kaaba, he sent a bird. Look what the power of Allah. We never even heard about the angel show up and do a fighting. It's so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't show us the power of Allah and how Allah can use a small thing to destroy. Why? To glory Allah in our heart. All these verses only for one thing. To really gain the power of Allah in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end of Surah Yasin, he said, إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. If Allah chooses to do something, he said, be will be. Again, what is the message? Who you are, my slave? You are so weak. You need me. When the companion was in a battle, before the battle with a disbeliever in the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah said, استستغيثون ربكم فاستجاب لكم. If you call Allah and ask for help, he will give you. By this way, again, hearing the ability to hear you and accept your prayer. And he sending angels. And in the end, he said, I did not send an angel except to calm you down and to hold your heart. And when Rasulullah SAW went Isra and Mi'raj, similar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end, he said, because I'm trying to just give you a glimpse, because this topic we can go for hour after hour after hour, just talk about a couple of quality. But only you need heart. Heart want and desire to know who's Allah. Because the more you know about Allah, you will get closer and you fear. you love. You will be watching what you're doing, how you're acting, how even you're thinking. This will give you the awareness and awareness, this iman. And iman will never come in your heart until you talk about Allah, 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 the glory of Allah, the qudra of Allah, the azama of Allah, all the time, all the time, all the time, until the reality of this talk come. At this time, when the reality of this come, the reality of iman will come in your heart. Once the reality of iman coming in your heart, you start going now toward whom? Toward Allah. But only at this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. You did not respect Allah the way you should respect. And look after that. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And all the earth and the sky in the hand of Allah in the day of judgment. You have to know, when Allah said the earth and the sky, not the earth and the sky of what we know. The earth, the sky, with all the orbits, is belong to what we call in Islam, Zama'u Dunya. The sky of the earth. Everything is one Sama'. And you have another seven. Meaning all this galaxy and orbit, and they said between the star and this star is billion and billion of year light time. And they give you a formula unknown by billion and billion of year traveling in the speed of light. What the speed of light? Anybody remember? Huh? What the speed of light? You do not remember? Is 168 or 86 thousand miles per second or million miles per second is measured by second. I forget 100,000 or 100 million, 186 thousand miles per second. Now try to multiply it by any hour and try to figure out a computer. This is why he always said this distance between this star and this star by the speed of light, this amount of year. And all this calculation, even they never do it because they never did it. In a theory, because they never really went there. They measure the distance of light and reflection and this and that, and they have a formula and they suspect it this way. And from Islam we said, all what you guys talking about it is just one sky. And you know what Rasulullah said? He said, the earth and the sky of this dunya compared to the first sky, like a coin in the desert. Meaning the whole earth and what it contains and all this orbit and galaxy we're talking about compared to the second sky is like a coin you throw it in the desert. And the second converted to the third, a coin in the desert. Third, four, a coin in the desert. And you go until the seven. And from the seven to the throne of Allah, a distant light nobody know. And the size of the throne of Allah compared to the kursi, the chair of Allah, is like a coin in the desert. Is a number and a size you cannot even by your mind imagine. And don't ever think Allah is sitting in a chair or sitting. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above any imagination we can imagine. Why Allah wanted this way? For wisdom, Allah know. For wisdom, Allah know. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, all is different in time and night and day. Only Allah explained to us. What for? لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَالْتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدِ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. To gain goodness from Allah and to know the time of years and the time of days. You see? All this timing, if you study, if you get a book or a tape or something about time, the whole time is related to earth and the sky. and the moon, and night and day, is only for us to calculate and able to move and communicate with each other. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. And everything, we break it down exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He know what you have in your chest. And he know every creature in the earth or underneath the earth. And he know what it has, what it will gain. Now, if we dealing with a creator, with this power and ultimate knowledge, what this will do to us? Because we are the believer of unseen. But everything around us is a bear witness of his power and his knowledge. If you go back to your life and find out what you plan to do, you will find out every plan to do is out. And always Allah is a planner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he plot and plan. Allah is near. He said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my slave ask you about me, tell them I'm near. With all his power, he tell you I'm near you. I'm close to you. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. He's Allah in the sky and the earth. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. He know your secret and the hidden and the known, and he know what you're doing. لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارَ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارَ. No vision can reach Allah, and he know, and he reach everyone. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He knows the ultimate, the tiny things you can imagine, he knows it. No detail he doesn't know. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. He's all watching. If you talk with each other, he knows what you're talking about. He owns the victory. He gives victory to whom he wants. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was in the cave, what Allah did? Right away, he did not send an army. A pigeon came right away and make a nest in the front of the door of the cave. By the way, it looked like it's been occupied by a pigeon for a long time. Ankabut. A spider came and put a web, looked like 10, 15 years old, or maybe old. Who told the spider to do what it did at this moment? Who told the pigeon what to do at this moment? Who? Allah. What Allah showed us? He owner. If I really believe in that, wonder what happened to us in America. Do we really believe in Allah or the dollar? We start believing in the dollar and everything, and the reality of Allah start decreasing. Because we start with what? The knowledge. If I know this is the one, which knowledge will be the ultimate knowledge to open for me the treasure of mankind and earth and all the kingdom of Allah? Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah sent him Jibreel alayhi salam with the keys of all the treasure of dunya. He said, no, I do not want it. If Rasulullah SAW, he know, is a benefit in this keys, he will give it to us. He will take it. He will take it. But he denied because he know. Which one is more benefit? to get the keys of some treasure or get the owner of the treasure? Yeah. What happened is we forget. Once we get the test of this dirt of dunya, we get so drowning in it to the point we forget the owner of all the gift. And you know what makes me sad more? Us. Where are we coming from? We saw poverty. Most of us even coming from poverty. And once we coming to America, we forget. The garbage become full of food. 70, 80 degree Fahrenheit. If the temperature go down, wow. If the temperature go up, wow. We forget. We forget basic life, how it used to be. We forget thanks to Allah, the one who give us. And we start want. Want what? And we're destroying our relationship between us and Allah. How much time we spend to know Allah? How much time we talk about Allah? How much time we sit down and read what Allah said in Quran? But not read it to finish reading. Reading to comprehend. And really fulfill our heart with the power of Allah. What Allah said about this in the situation of the cave of Hira. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the sakina, tranquility. Look at what Allah said. He said, I send sakina. I make them content. Calm down. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنِدٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And He gave them, He gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an army unseen. Some scholars said the unseen army is the blindness of the disbeliever, and they do not see Rasulullah, and they do not see what's going on, and they only watch the spider and the pigeon. Look at the wisdom of Allah. He can move even the brain and thinking in the heart to move in one angle and make you blind from everything else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We create the son of Adam, and we know what he do waswasa with, what he really think about it, and you know, thought about it. Even if whatever you have in your heart, he already know it. And we are most closer than the vein of your neck. And he talk about the two angel writing. He know the hidden of the way you see. Some scholar, he said, meaning, if you look little bit toward one angle in a hidden way, this hidden motion, he already know it. And it's already written. The hidden unseen motion is already written. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no small thing, no a dot. Allah used a word of autumn. No an atom of a dust in the earth or in the sky, or smaller or bigger, except it did belong in Allah, in His book, Allawh al-Mahfuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hadid and Surah Al-Qamar, He talk about when Nuh alayhi salam was going in a wave. Allah said, He said, He was going by our eyes, meaning we was watching over Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصُرُونَ. In the time of death, we are closest to the one who dying more than what you seeing. Imagine somebody lying down, dying, and I'm standing. Meaning I'm between me and the dead person, maybe 10 inch or 12 inch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm closest to him than what you're doing.
هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. He's the first, he's the last. He's the seen and he's the unseen. He's the owner of everything known and unknown. Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقدره 50,000 سنة. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse he said, Surah Al-Ma'arij, the angel go back and forth to Allah in a day equivalent 50,000 years of our reckoning. A scholar said, the 50,000 years of our reckoning is the day of judgment. But sometimes we forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the day of judgment equivalent to 50,000 years of our time. But he didn't say, it's one day, it's 2 days. Allah knew. Imagine you are in a list, after 40,000 years you will be judged. Imagine you standing waiting 40,000 years, or 50,000 years, or 35,000 years, or 20,000 years, and the sun above your head, equivalent 1.5 fingertips. This is unbelievable and untouchable by your main eyes and brain. But we believe it because this has been reported and authenticated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, if I know who I'm dealing with, and if I believe in the day of judgment, what will happen to me? This will generate iman again. Like one sheikh one time he said, if you going to Jannah, but you going to stay waiting in a waiting list, I do not want it. Because even staying in a waiting list in the front of Allah is a torture. Whoever we waiting in the day of judgment is torture. It's torture by itself. Some people who said, Allah, please lead us to hellfire. We cannot take it. They thinking hellfire will be easier than what they stay. From the heat and agony and torture in the day of judgment. Not only that, imagine you waiting and you do not know what's happening. Imagine you waiting and you know already what you've done in this life. How much mischief you have. One time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered in Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And another report, one of the Prophet companion, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari. And he was sitting just his feet, little bit up. He said, what are you doing, Ali? He said, I remember Allah. He said, meaning, you have Allah with you. Is this the way a slave sitting in the front of his master? Today you want to really know who you are? Look what you're doing when you are alone. See what you're doing when you are alone. How you talk, what you're talking about. Imagine these people, what happened? The student of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even how we sit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Aisha radiallahu anhu came to him to feed him, to give him food. He was sitting and his face almost touching the ground. This is a sunnah. You sit in the ground. Imagine, you know, we forget that. We forget everything. Now we have dining room. We have to have all the presets. We have to eat French style. You know, imagine we are Muslim and eating French style. One scholar I remember when I was young, he started crying when he talked about this topic. He said, please, be prepared for one question in front of Allah. When Allah tell you, I create your hand, perfect finger, give you ability to do every job in earth, why you choose a way different than my way? Very small thing, but it need a heart. It need a living heart, not a dead heart. Because only what I'm saying can benefit those whose heart is life. Or want to have a living heart by Allah. Because who's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
the most elevated human being created by Allah. You think if he know with his ultimate knowledge, the French service will be the best for him, he will give him French service. Japanese service, he will give him Japanese service. But he teaches him the best. What Aisha said, why are you sitting like that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Aisha, do you know who am I? I'm a slave. Sit like the way a slave sit. And I eat the way a slave eat. Oh, Aisha, do you know who invite me to the food? Do you know who invite me to the food? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This why also one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you sit first. You sit first. And after that, the food coming. The gift of Allah, the ni'mah of Allah do not wait for you. You wait for ni'mah of Allah to come to you. Manner. When we lose the manner, wonder what happened. We lost everything. If I hear Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no one enter paradise and has a dot of arrogance. Imagine if I have a belief in Allah, what will happen to me? If I really believe in Allah, do you know what will happen to me? I will think about justice. This hadith. I will not enter paradise if I have a dot of arrogance. Do you know what I can tell you today? And may Allah forgive me. The whole ummah is drowning in arrogance. And you know in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in hadith Qudsi, the most hated person to me, the poor to me, and he's arrogant. Imagine you standing in front of a king and you need everything from him. And he said, excuse me, I want. You think how the king will treat you? You are poor and you're going. You need everything from him. You are without him is nothing. And you're still arrogant. Do you know what the sign of arrogance mean? You do not know nothing about Allah. You can pray, you can do hajj, you can do fasting, and you will be among the people of hellfire if you have a dot of arrogance. That. If I'm a Muslim, think about this hadith. Is me I have an arrogance? Do you know one of the scholars, he said, one of the early scholars, somebody came to him and tell him, how I know if I have an arrogance or not? He said, if somebody praise you and you be happy, and somebody give you your bad things and you be anger, you have arrogance. Another scholar, he said, if you believe you have no arrogance, you are full of arrogance. If you believe you're not a hypocrite, you are the hypocrite. Because Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah SAW died, he went to Amin al-Ummah, the most honored person with the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudayfa. And he cried to him and said, please tell me, is my name among the hypocrite? Umar, Afaruq al-Ummah, radiallahu anhu. The one Rasulullah sallam, he said, if a prophet coming after me will be Umar. If a person coming after me, Jibreel will come and give him a revelation, it will be Umar. And Umar crying. And he said, Hudayfa, please tell me if my name among the hypocrite. The one Jibreel alayhi salam give it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. Umar afraid of being arrogant and hypocrite. And mashallah, we believe we have all iman. You see how it changed? They have the tabis iman and they afraid of who they are. And today we do not have nothing except dots, even if it might have made dots. And we believe, mashallah. This it show us where we are. Just this, it show us where we are. I remember when I was young, one scholar used to say, you want to know who you are? Look the way you sit. Look the way you eat. Look the way you talk. You will know who you are. But don't forget, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mu'minu mir'ata akhi. The believer is the mirror of his brother. Imagine if you have no mirror. If you have nobody to tell you who you are and what is your mistake, do you think how you will be? Ya Allah.
What time do you have? Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he repeat this topic over and over again. Allah is all knowing. Allah is all knowing. Allah is all seeing. Now, let's go quick to the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's mawjood, al-wajid, al-majid, meaning he was. And all his creation in his ways and his kingdom. By this way, he is the owner of existence. This one of the quality of Allah. Two, second, Al-Qidam. He was the oldest. Nothing before him and nothing after him. He's the one he start, he's the one he end. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا قَبْلَهُ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, and nothing before him, and his throne in the water. And after that, he created everything. Al-Baqa, Al-Baqi, Allah. Everything will be destroyed except Allah. Imagine, if I really believe I'm going to go away. Yesterday, without mentioning name, I was sitting with one brother. With all respect to your brother, Shawkat. His house is not a house. He has a palace in here, in America, in New Jersey. He has a palace. Allah know, maybe $5 to $10 million palace. Palace. Even by Berks, he call it palace. He's a very humble brother, mashallah. I love him for Allah. Allah give him, but he started to realize it. He said, I spent all my life gaining money. And all of a sudden, I realize, after I gain what I gain, I find out, if I can go back and somebody teach me, all the effort and agony and non-sleep and worry and all this will not be worth it to the money I have. Because the more you have, the more you have worry. The more you're running, the more you have worry. And sometimes we think about what we gain and we forget even the worry. How much is really? You see? And again, do we remember if we're going to live? And how we're going to live? And how we're going to meet Allah? And what we're going to say to Him? What we're doing? What we're engaging with? What we try to accomplish? And he is nothing similar to him. And he's Qayyum. Qayyum meaning he doesn't need nobody. He's Samad. All the creation in need of Allah. And Allah has no need of nobody. And he's the only one. Nobody with him. Nobody share the kingdom, nobody share the creation, nobody share anything with him. He's al-wahid al-ahad, the only one, al-fard al-samad. Alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. This is why some scholars, they said, if you want go and get ismullah al-a'zam, you will find it in all the verses. It started with La ilaha illallah. Al-haya, the living. He's the only living. We're not living. We are living temporary. And we're going to move. And he can take any moving time and finish it. If we believe in that, who we are. And we cry over a daughter, or a money, or a car, or a wife, or something.
And we forget. Like one person passing by somebody crying. And he said, why are you crying for? He said, my wife died 25 years ago and I love her so dearly. He said, you cry over a dead 25 years ago until now? He said, what about if you cry over the living never die? It will not be better for you. If you're spending all this crying for Allah, it will benefit you. And if we know Allah al-Qayyum will teach us yaqeen, faith, will teach us tawakkul, to rely on Allah. Al-ilm, he's the only one, the owner of knowledge. And this is how we started. Imagine, we're seeking all kind of knowledge and we do not seek the knowledge from the all-knowing, the all-alim. Imagine, do you think I have knowledge? I have nothing. I have nothing. I wish you meet this brother, because sometimes we do not wake up. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the only way to wake up us sometime. May Allah save us from that by calamity, by death or disease, and when he snatched everything. At this time he cried and said, oh Allah. Now when you cannot breathe, you said, oh Allah. Al-irada, the ability. Allah, he create and he choose. And he do whatever he want. If you really live with this understanding, Allah is the doer and he's the controller. What are you going to do? You think you will walk with arrogance? You will walk with any doubt of arrogance? How? How? You will even never think about it. Because you will always walk so humble or try to be humble. Because who you are? If I know Allah is watching me, and who am I? Sometimes I take people, go to the Dutch's or Orange airport. It's an airport, maybe 10 acre by 10 acre. Okay? Very tiny airport. And rent a plane for $100 per hour. You can go in a plane for $100-$150 per hour. Okay? A plane, one engine will take you approximately maybe 5,000 to 10,000 feet. You will look like a fly. You will look in the sky like a fly. You and the plane will look like a fly. Not even, a fly is bigger than you. Imagine take a jet and go 40,000-50,000 feet from the earth. How big you are. And this jet. Take a rocket, go to the moon. After 3-4 seconds, you disappear. Oh, you and the rocket, it disappear. You're not even like a spit of a mosquito in the sky. And after that, walk with arrogance. Imagine we are arrogant in the front of the most powerful king. Is no king more powerful than him? He's the owner of everything. Ya Allah. Why? Because you forget. Shaitan make you forget who you are and who he is. And this is what the whole thing all about. For shaitan, forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remind. Wa dhakir. Remind. Al-Qudra. Allah is Qadir. One scholar, I forget, from Pakistan or India, he used to say to me, I think actually nearby from you, from Bangab. He was, mashallah, I love this man. What he used to do, he used to talk about only one topic, Qudrat Allah. The power and the ability of Allah. And he said today, the Qudra of creation coming in our heart. And the Qudra of creator is get away from our heart. This is why we elevate the people action and astaghfirullah al-azim, we do not glory our Allah creation. We look BMW, wow, Mercedes Benz, wow, 4x4, wow, you know, 40 flight, wow, this boat, wow, everything, wow. But what about the sky and earth? We do not say wow to it. We get so busy to the point even we do not see the power of Allah. We do not see it. We do not see the power of the... I was walking yesterday, driving, and I came down from the mountain. And by coming down, I saw something I never saw in my life. It's very simple, but so powerful. The whole valley, I cannot see. It was a huge cloud. It's between the sky and the valley, hanging in the middle. It looks so magnificent. I said, Subhanallah, who elevated to this level? Some people will sit down and figure it out and tell you the pressure of the air and hot air and cold air. Who controlling all that? Who's the master? Subhanallah. Where's the qudra of Allah in our heart? Where's the qudra of Allah in our heart? Allah is Samia, is all hearing. Allah is Basir, is all seeing. Al-Kalam, he talked to Musa. We're not talking about a king deaf and he cannot talk. No, he tell you, I'm hearing. I talk to you, talk to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. He said, say, if the whole seas is ink and all trees is pens, they will never able to write the word of Allah. And even if we get more, if all the seas is ink and all trees is pens, they will never able to write the word of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's complete. He's above any minus or increase. Ya Allah. This is a little bit of glimpse about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you read Quran, but you read it to know, you read it to call Allah, even Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is a complete conversation between us and Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he said, this is for me, my slave. This for me. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise to me, the owner of the whole life. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. He said, this between me and you, my slave. You give me my worship, your worship, I will support you. According to your obedience and worship to me, according to my support to you. One scholar, his name is Ibn Qayyim al-Juziyya, he wrote four complete volumes about one verse. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Four volumes about one verse. And he said, the whole Islam and the existence of this life is only in one verse. Because the whole life is what? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. He said, every time you have a problem, just go said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And he's the ultimate, he said, according to the amount of worship and closeness to Allah, the amount of support and victory to you from Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayr maghdub alayhim wa al-dalin. This is for Allah to you. This from Allah to you. You ask him for it, he will give it to you. This why he said, the early scholar said, the Surah Al-Fatiha containing everything.
Some scholar, he said, if you recite Surah Al-Fatiha with understanding and you know it, you do not need nothing. It containing the whole Quran. It containing all the knowledge. It containing all the secret how to come to Allah. What Ayyub alayhi salam did? He called Allah. Allah take care about it. What Ibrahim alayhi salam said? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah take care about him and the fire. This is we have to inculcate in our heart. This why, my brother, I said, who's Allah? Who's Allah? We need to know Allah. What is the ultimate knowledge? The knowledge about Allah. What's the most successful knowledge? The knowledge lead us to Allah. What's the most important and benefit knowledge to us in this life and hereafter? Is the knowledge make us be an obedience to Allah, and Allah will be pleased with us. Anybody have any doubt about what I said? Anybody have any doubt about the knowledge of Allah is the ultimate knowledge? And if you believe the ultimate knowledge is the knowledge of Allah, how much you inquire it? How much you really struggle for it? How much you're trying? How much you try to do dhikr to Allah, to remember Allah? How many times you look to the mountain and see and said, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, and remember the glory of Allah. One scholar, his name Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayh, he said, if me as a creation look to any building or anything has been made by the creation and glory it, I commit sins in my aqidah, in my faith. I have something wrong in my faith. Because I glory what Allah disgrace. He said, because the believer should walk with glory only to the creation of the Creator. To glory the Creator. The whole earth and what it contains is a scene for us. I will give you something by the will of Allah. Somebody tell it to me, or I read it in one book. And I did it by the will of Allah. May Allah accept it from me. Do you know the early companion what they did? And even the follower of the companion and the early scholar? They used to have a journey. A journey to look in the scenes of Allah. To generate iman. At this time, my family was wanted to go to Niagara Falls. And so I read, is no drop of water moved from one place to another until it has angel with it to make sure the drop of water will not move, will not disgrace its own place. It will not oppress its own place. And this scholar, he said, any place has a lot of sign of Allah and the power of Allah is the presence of a lot of angels. They make tasbih and dhikr to Allah all the time. And this scholar, he said, if you want a places and a time to gain iman, go to these places and sit and watch and make dua and dhikr and worship Allah in a land like that, to when you die, it will be witness to you. Imagine if you make salah in the front of Niagara Falls, and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make adhan, and all this water bear witness to you in the front of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And you said, Allahu Akbar, wa a'az wa ajal wa aham wa a'azam, mimma akhaf wa ahdar, jalla jahak, wa azama qadrak, wa la ilaha illa ant. This is better than spending 10-15 years in any kind of activity in your life, and you lost Allah. Today, the ultimate knowledge, the one put your nose down and make you who you are. And the disgraced knowledge, the one give you arrogant and make you forget who you are and who you're dealing with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to the reality of what we need, what most benefit we need,
what the most successful thing we need is we need Allah. We need the pleasure of Allah. We need the mercy of Allah. We need to get closer to Allah. And one of the only way to start with is to talk to Allah, to call Allah, to do dhikr, and involve in every action, remind us by Allah, by reading Quran, reading hadith, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the veils out, and the nur and the light of Allah will come. The wisdom of Allah come, the vision of Allah come. At this time, the reality of Iman start be bloom in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and accept our effort and our setting only for Allah, only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to glory Allah, to really remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have something to remind myself with it anew, a beautiful hadith about these two men who was in hellfire, a Muslim committing sins, and they keep calling, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. An angel Jibreel came to Rasulullah, to Allah, and said, Ya Allah, this slave of you keep calling you, Ya Allah. He said, get them out. Let's see what they want. He said, why are you calling me all this time in Jahannam? Hellfire? He said, Ya Allah, it's too hot. We torture so much. We want your mercy, Ya Allah. He said to one of them, go, drop yourself to hellfire again. He said, okay, Ya Allah, I listen. He go and he drop himself in hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this moment, he commanded the hellfire to be called for him because his obedience. And after that, he take him and tell him to go to paradise. The another one, he tell him, do exactly what your brother did. He said, no, please, Allah, I cannot. He said, why? He said, Ya Allah, it's too hot. And you just let me out. I do not want to go back. He said, why are you doing that? He said, Ya Allah, I want your mercy. He said, okay, inshallah, I will give you my mercy. Take your brother. Take your brother and go to Jannah. Allah is so merciful, so kind. Imagine if we're dealing with Allah and we understand the quality of Allah. Is Allah do not deserve to be loved? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not deserve to be close to? If we know Allah and we love Allah, we will not think about anything except Allah. And you will love only something, to die to meet Allah and look to His beautiful face. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim tasliman kathira. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad salatan tamla'a khazain Allah nura wa takuna lana wa lil mu'minina farajan wa farahan wa surura wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Allahumma ya barru ya rahim, ya hannanu ya mannan, ya akramul akramin, ya awwalu ya akhiru, ya zahiru ya batinu, anta ala kulli shayin qadir, ya sahib al fadl al azim, ya ahli al afu wal karam, ya arhamar rahimin. توفنا بجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. واللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار، يا عفو يا كريم، يا حليم يا كريم، يا رؤوف يا عفو، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ودود يا الله، يا بر يا رحيم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.